First Peter 2, verses 4 and 5, and in verses 9 and 10, and then again in Isaiah 61:6, we're told, "You shall be named priests of the Eternal." God's church at this time has only one priest, the head of the church. Jesus Christ is our high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. But we are in training to become priests under him, a holy spiritual priesthood. Let's see what we can learn from the Old Covenant before the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Eternal, through Moses, established the Aaronic priesthood. Aaron and his male descendants realized they were chosen by God. They were given a holy office. They were appointed to come near unto the Eternal through the tabernacle or temple duties and to intercede on behalf of the other Israelites. This was dramatically demonstrated by the rebellion of Korah, when he and his fellow rebels, who were not descended from Aaron, but many of them were Levite, approached the tabernacle to offer incense, as the priests were ordered to do. They were miraculously destroyed. Please, if you can, in your own time, read through the entire chapter of Numbers 16 and get the entire context. It is very sobering. I'm just going to quote from verse 35. "And there came out a fire from the Eternal and consumed the 250 men that offered incense." These men were not priests, but aspired to that role. We are told in Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, "For the priest's lips shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Eternal of hosts." In Leviticus 10, verses 8 to 11, in the area where we are told, before we come up to, or we've extrapolated from this, that when we come up to speak and to serve, we do not drink wine or strong drink. It's in this context. They were to put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Eternal had spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. A prophecy in Ezekiel 44, verses 23 and 24 adds, "And in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall keep my laws and statutes in all my assemblies, and they shall hallow my Sabbaths." To lead Israel astray after the division, after the separation, King Jeroboam cast out the priest of the Eternal. He ejected the Levites, the better educated and trained in God's law. The story is told, the details surrounding it are told in 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verses 13 to 15, 2 Chronicles 13, verse 9. And I want to read part of 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 33. "When he had been warned," this King Jeroboam, "by a prophet from God, he returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. Whosoever would he consecrate him." In Ezekiel 22, verses 26, a terrible state has been reached. And we are told, "Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things." They were doing the exact opposite of what they were called to do. And verse 30, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. In Isaiah chapter 58, we're instructed how and why we should fast, and what the results will be. Verse 11 of Isaiah 58, and the Eternal shall guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and make fat your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. And they that shall be of you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths or streets to dwell in. We have been called to train for leadership, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, to show forth praise to Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We as living stones are built up a spiritual house to become a holy, royal, spiritual priesthood, not Aaron, but Jesus Christ, our High Priest, after the order of Melchizedek.